Bunch of buckers.
And tonight, Mr. Shem, I want to make a little bit like a chazora, a sikuma. First seder, we made a sikuma in the sugi of Tato Koyin. It rubbed off of me, so we have to make a sikuma. The nakuda we spoke about for really the last 3 weeks is a shlomit to a certain nakuda we started. We planted the seeds in the beginning of the vadim. And it's yusoy gadol in chinuch. I'm going to be madgish it, masader it, and maybe having a few more kudos. I want to make a devote, designate a whole vat. That's some chazar of what we spoke about. In the Mahalach, of the Mahalachim of Chinuch, many Mechanchim, they talk about that one of the Iker, the final of Chinuch is what's called, they call it Dugma Ishit. It's your personal example. So that's, and we've been speaking about this in his own way. And the Rosh Levek, we saw that in chinuch, a lot of chinuch, much attention, much focus is given to the direct interaction the parents have with the children. There are times that there's direct interaction. They're talking, they're preaching, giving mussar, lecturing, disciplining. That's one chilek of chinuch. But there's a whole other chilek of chinuch, which we brought makaris to in the beginning of this man, so we called it Meshach Shaychi Tezriya. It's called Must Yuknoi Shalaviv. There's a whole chilek of chinuch, which is be'etzim, the indirect part of chinuch. And then he has deity, and that's why we manage it. It's the more ikr, it's the much more chashev, it has much more weight. And this chelik of chinuch is something in our generation, in our dor, we've forgotten, or we don't realize the chashev itself, and that's where we're coming tonight a little bit, the whole time, trying to manage very much how chashev this is. Our dor is an obsessive dar, an erratic dar. And it's not our fault, it's part of us. We're a generation that has to find a mokum for ourselves. We're coming after generations and generations, there's so much. And we're always trying to be melisif more and more and more in every single area. There's an ultimate obsession with detail in our dar, the details, we get the details of every single thing. It's in every tchum. In Svarim, we're adding on, we're being Mahadir, all the Svarim of the Rishonim and the Achronim. We're adding on new Marmakaimis, new things to the Priti Pratim, what do they mean in every single last word? And it's like that in every Tchum, medicine, therapy, everything is like that. We're trying to find our place and we're paying attention to details that the generations didn't have to. A Klal Gadol, when you notice a trend, when you're part of a Dor, you can't totally absolve yourself from it. It's part of who you are. We spoke about last week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us. Kinnir, there's a way, there's a form. But mitzad sheni, we do have to realize a little bit. We do have to. We can't run out of that. But we do have to realize a little bit, compensate for some of the things you might be missing out. Dainu. In chinuch, and in many areas, famous saying that when you roiv eitzim, you don't see the yar. Sometimes you're looking at the leaves or the trees, you don't see the forest. There's a chelek of chinuch which, yeah, has to do with specific situations and how to deal with so many different pratim, so many questions that have come out, disturbing questions, disturbing situations. Those are pratim. There's a big picture of a chinuch. And we can't forget that big picture of chinuch. We can't forget that and we can't realize how ikar it is. In Kamira, that's the more kaveh, that's the much more chilek that's much more influential, both mitzad atzmoy, and both because it's mashpia in the Shema Bnei Musa Avichas. It's mashpia how they hear and how they receive the direct interactions. But this chilek, which is the overall kloliestika, dugma ishis, which the parents build for the child, is by far, the strongest koyach of hashpa. It's the safest koyach of hashpa. And it's the ikar, what we really batsim in a certain way have to be paying attention to. Now, again, I'm not going away saying that you don't have to. A lot of other things the speaker spoke about, a lot of the strategies, a lot of the questions in these certain situations. But we have to give this b'chayra, we have to realize the chashivas. And before I misakim what I spoke about, I want to read over a story. A story that's just a pasha, a basic dugma of what the dugma yishas is. It's way it's mashpia. I didn't pick the story because it's the most chashiva story, but it brings a lot of nekudas. It has a certain beauty to it, purity to it. The story is written, it's written by somebody who's talking about the chinuch he got from his father. His father was a pasha to Holocaust survivor. I'm going to read inside most of it. I'm going to read inside. I'm going to translate a little bit. Abba shali ish pashut sayad. He's talking about someone who's 60. He's an older person already. Abba shali ish pashut sayad. He was a painter, plasterer, pashut. Abba shali lehevin begidul yiladim. He didn't understand anything about chinuch. Lo yoda keitzel lechanich. Ugam lo yoda lekroy ivrit keroy. He didn't even know how to read Hebrew. Bekoishi yitzliach lespal. Kanira davening, a lot of the Holocaust survivors, they remembered, they didn't know how to read it from a siddur, but they remembered, balpeh. He never learned with me. I'll add into my nuschi. He didn't go with me to Avos Avonim. He never took me to Avos Avonim. He never sat down to learn with me. All the things that everyone tells you supposed to mechanech your children, he didn't tell me. He didn't speak about values in the house, and he didn't give me hadroch how to deal with all the challenges in life. We'll see. He had a lot of challenges. This person had a lot of challenges in life. Why? He was a survivor. More or less, he didn't know anything about these things. He was a simple person. He was a simple person who wanted to survive. That's all he wanted. He wanted to raise a healthy family. That's all he wanted. Aval ani, he's saying who he is. Ani Rav Kehila, I'm a Rav. Yishchinich, I'm a Rambi Yeshiva. That's this person who's writing the letter today. Ani kol kuli, ani ain't the other ben shabbos. He's saying, I'm my father's son. So of course my father. He explains. Kupas stoka yolana bebeisenu. We had a pushka. We had a pushka in the house. Kufsas pach yishana was metal. Aluva kura was, you know those old pushkas that are all black. Voisa kufsas utuli alakira. My father taka nailed it into the wall. America's a bias. Mudelas aknisa. Right? Opposite the front door. Vela kufsa azu ayanigash abba midei erev. My father daily in the evening. He would come home from work, he would come to this pushka. Kashachaz abayis abayita, mutash me'omol yoyma mefarach. He worked physical labor, he was dead tired. Ho'yineman mula kufsim is boinin bo. This was a daily occurrence. He would stand in front of the pushka, and he would look at it. Berikuz ha'yim is boinin, beritzinus amuka b'shtika. He would stack it, it would take him time, he would stop, and he would look at the pushka. Achakach, my father, Yemachin says, Yodei Akveidel Kisei V'Shelev Min HaSholosh Matbeis. It was a daily thing. He would take out three coins. Sholosh Matbeis Tanis. I don't know what the coin was then. I don't know if it was a Chetzi. I don't know what it was. It was three small coins. Abo Yeboiru Matbeis Achaz Bein HaSholosh. He took it one at a time. He would take it out, look at it. Ma'abit Barega Be'inomu. Right afterwards, he first after looked at it. Okay. He would put it, drop it into the pushka one at a time. Then, as Abba Shali Oitzim Einov, who Bekoyle has Saduk with a cracked voice, he whispered, he started talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the second he said in Yiddish, Todalecha Shemesata Liber. Start talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You gave me your son. Abba Yimedaber Mashem Be Yiddish. Pemilim Shaloi. Etze Ivanti Kvam Migil Rach. I knew when I was a kid. Kvam Migil Rach Ivanti. Shabbos Shli Yochel Adaber Makadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Yishu Roitze Veich Shu Roitze. Afilu BeYiddish. He barely knew Hebrew. He barely knew how to dab. But he spoke to Makadosh Baruch Hu. Mamoloshen. Ki Yadati Gvar Megil Rach Yadati Shashem Ma'oyde Oyei V'Zav Shli. That was the tzir, a little kid. My father could talk to Makadosh Baruch Hu like that. Obviously, he has a love relationship with Makadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously. Shuv. That was the first coin. Tadalecha. He gave me a son. Shuvay Abaliki Echmad Bayanis Efes. Ba'oysen Tenuais Etiais, slowly, Ba'oysen Ritzinas, Amuka, Ba'oysen Rikos. You put it in, and after it landed, he would add in, and he'd say again, Tadalachal Shem Nesatali Ben, Shem Mavorech Umispal. Thank you, Kodesh Boch. He's Yiddish, every Yiddish. He gave me a son, Emily, that he also, he benches, he makes brachas, and he daffes. Before him, Abba Misnashim Amukas. Canary got a little, he started breathing heavily when he said this. Not always, but sometimes his voice started wavering because he got a little emotional. Thank you, Kodesh Boch. It was always the same words. Sometimes in the middle, always the same words. And then he put in the third coin. That's what he said. One thing I ask you, continue the Varach Zbal. I don't need anything else. This Kanira went on, simple yid, daily. This is what he saw. Listen to what the kid says. Hashonim Nokfu Vuzachisi Lich Lalkim Bayis. Find myself Vuzachi to get married. We'll see soon. He didn't have an age of childhood. Miyom Shekanti as Basi. Ovru alai oid shmoy nashonim. He had 8 years that he had dealt with the challenge of infertility. Shonim koshe shel bechi utfila v'shtadiyus v'fuiz le'en svar. Ad shezachisi v'gam ni l'noilet ben. After 8 years, very complicated years, kamuvan, I was able to have my own son. Ube regesh nizbarti aleides benim. When I walked out of delivery, I'm not going to go into a tirum, but Be'etzem, he says, I ran like a maniac. I didn't see anybody else. I ran like a maniac. I ran like I ran to one place, to my father's house. I went over to the Pushka. And I went over and I put these three coins. He says, and he said the same exact thing my father said. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. A father and son a relationship is a very emotional zach. I went and my father saw me and he hugged me. That's the end of the story. That's the end of that part of the story. But what did he gain? Listen to what he says. Listen to what he gained. He says, "Zu kufsa es hapach shehenik liaba." This whole ma'isa, my whole chinuch was this. I didn't have any other part of chinuch. In the second, you see, he said he had a very loving father. But that's what I had in my life. Zu yirish arusha yechida shenoyser li mimenu. Hakufa, this pushka, with the whole ma'atzif, shalivso yisi oz malavo yisi gam ayoyim. My whole life, this accompanies me. I had a life very hard matzavim, and this is what brought me to today. Because although he says I had learning disabilities, when I was a kid, that means he didn't have a glad life. He was a kid with learning disabilities. Because shim chevritim, he was social outcast. You could hear he came from a poor home. I was the Nebuch, a dochi v'abilti mutzlach shebekulam. If you'd be, you look at me when I was a little kid, you would think I was a social outcast with learning disabilities. Vagam harpatkaot rabbis overalai. I had a lot of thirst. That was after he finally got married. He had 8 years. He tidka was able to have kids. I got to where I am today. He's a magachir. He's a rov magachir. Obviously, exactly. You know, a choshev person kitzer. Why? Through this pushka. This is a spitz story. I'm going to get back to this. This is a spitz mushel of perfect chinuch. And this is what I want to start off tonight. This is perfect chinuch. That means, b'yisoid hadavar, most of chinuch, which we talk about, chinuch is, this story didn't say one thing about what he told him when he didn't go to davening in time. He didn't tell him one thing, and he told him how to learn, where to learn, what's the proper hashkofa, nish the proper hashkofa, rabshach, nish rabshach. No. That's not what gave him chinuch. He saw a father that loves him to death, that has a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is full of Chagosh's toy, that the most important thing in his life, that he has a son that davens and is mavarech, and can't want anything more in his life, then he should continue that way. That is enough to mecharech a person. B'shleimus. Why? What's the side? What's the side? So let's be mesakim what we spoke about. This is the story. I'm going to get back in a little bit. What's mesakim what we spoke about this night? We spoke about be'etzem a tziruf of two nekudas. The way to make what's called d'mus yuknei shalaviv. D'mus yuknei shalaviv is not one specific thing. People, when they talk about the musig of dugma yishis, they talk about show your son how to daven, how to bench. It's a much bigger thing. That's also kalonet. There's a day in and day out. There's a 24/7 relationship between a parent and a child. There's a cumulative buildup of a picture of what my parent is and who he is. There's a lot of protim in my parent. But there's a cumulative buildup of that picture when it's built in the right way, which is based on two tnoim. One is everything we spoke about the last week, that there's a very strong kesher between the child and the parent. And the strong kesher is based, again, we spoke ava, kavod, and imun. The kesher has to be built and has to be kept on. That's aleph. Bitziruv, that he sees you do certain things like this person did. Hisiruv, that he sees you. Those two things together, what they are is the strongest oifen of influence. What happens is there's a silent message, which is much stronger, streams light more than a thousand words. Is a silent tzaka that screams out from the parent, do like I'm doing. Do like I'm doing. And he doesn't have to scream it out. Baruch Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in every single child. In every single child, no matter how he is, no matter how modern he is, no matter if he's part of our Tavshin Pei Aleph, which has so many complicated, so many different things, he has deep in his metzias that the strongest, most influential part in his life is his parents. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it in him. He could have a parent that's out of state, it doesn't make a difference. He could have a parent who's not impressive, who's not talented. At the end of the day, there's a part of him, if this is tweaked the right way, that he's going to look at it and he's going to say, I want to be like my parent. So when you're building this, I'm going to talk about the milas of this. This is the strongest way, much stronger than Shema Bani Musa Avicha, than actually talking to him. When he sees all the hanhogas of his parents, and he sees it's an accumulative, it's a lifetime, it has to be taka, it has to be life. We're going to talk about that, it has to be life. It can't be once, twice, three times, it has to be something. It's what's called Musti Yuknei Shalaviv. This is the strongest way to mashpia, the safest way to mashpia, and the most powerful way to mashpia in the job. And let's break down, let's be misakim what we saw. Let's speak out. Why is it so much better? Why is it so much better? What's the milus over there then? Again, there are times that we have to be mechanech. There are a lot of times we have to be mechanech straight out. The child's doing something very strongly, we have to interact. There's chelik of discipline that we can't just let him be hefker. But what we're trying to say that this is Iker. And Taka, I don't have to be marach, this everyone knows. Talk of most gedayla elam, the stories even, extreme stories. If you talk about any big house, ask how many things, ask how many soydas. Go to find Rav Asher Eli's house. See, go ask his children, what were the biggest soydas of chinuch that he had? Are there 10 strategies? Most of the sugyas, most of the big people you'll hear, they were very, very little, they barely told them what to do. They didn't tell him what to do a lot of. What did he tell you in this situation? What did he tell you in this situation? What did he tell you in this situation? I'm not saying, of course, everyone has their Sayyidah of Chinuch. But the big people and the people who are Masliach in Chinuch, they weren't marba and lad in what they told the children to do. What we're all asking, hundreds of questions and different things, and what are you supposed to tell you to do? That is the Tafel. That's the Tafel. What they did do, and this is the thing. First of all, they had a gvaldige dugma yishis. We'll speak about that in a second. I know everyone's going to say, I'm not a tzaddik like him. We'll speak about that. They had a dugma yishis and they had kenira. Anybody who was masliach yichinich, not every olam gadol had this. This is what I'm about to say, but the ones that were masliach yichinich zikher had this. There was a warm relationship with the kids. The kids were connected to the parents. They knew they cared about them. There was the ava, there was the kavod and the imun. This one two-step punch is unstoppable. Unstoppable. Unless it's a zera b'shamayim. A person who has this, all the problems we have, we're talking about all the difficult situations, all the ruchai, zaras, and rois that run, this is koyve shakol. It's koyve shakol. It's the most yukmai shalom. It's what we call the pressure, which is, well, it's Let's be misakim. Why are there so many? We saw so many milas. When your child, you feel he's not learning the way he's learning, you start telling him, you know, maybe you should learn more. Maybe ben azmanim, you'll have this. Hopefully, your kids will be only tzaddikim. Hopefully. There are a few kids that are natural tzaddikim. Most kids, come ben azmanim, they're not going to want to open up a sefer. So you're going to start going and telling him, oh, you have to go. You're going to have a kid, we spoke about, who doesn't want to daven. So you're going to have to tell him. And there are times you do have to tell him. But we spoke about that when you have to confront your kid, when you have to have a confrontation, when you have to have an aid, there is so many dangers in that type of chinuch. Call that the red chinuch. Again, I'm not calling it, it seems like I'm saying there are two different types of chinuch. Everyone has to have that. We all have to do this. But that part of chinuch has so many problems, so many dangers. First of all, we saw that there's a tremendous koyach of merit in a person. A person doesn't like to be told what to do. A person doesn't like directly be told what to do. We try to work around it a little bit, and there are ways. You have to soften it, you can't avoid it. But there's a koyach of merit. Bays, we saw many times the person feels forced. The child feels forced. The child feels forced. In this indirect world of chinuch, what we're saying, the child's not forced at all. He's not forced. There's nothing. There's no rebellious. There's nothing. I didn't tell you anything. You saw. You lived it. Like this dogma. He didn't tell you anything. He was just a real person. Someone will say, and this is the problem with us. So how is he going to know? How is he going to know if I don't tell him? How is he going to know? How is he going to know I really want to learn? How is he going to know that I really want to get into davening? Yeah, I have a meaning in the world. If your child sees you love him to death, he sees you love him to death. Bays, he sees you care about him and he feels that you have a connection. You give him attention. Gimel, he sees that tefillah means a lot to you. Don't you think he knows and out his maturation process, he works out and he says, my father would be dying to tell me to get up on time. But he realizes that I'm not going to accept it the right way. He realizes, so he's crying louder than words that this is, if you want to be an Adam HaShalom, you want to be like me, get up and daven on time. Okay. You're going to have to wait and work out when you're ready to do that. But you had a message that's louder than words. You don't have the nekuda of kviya and merid, bichlal. The nekuda we spoke about later in the Vadim. The nekuda of that we have a tremendous problem that we always mechanech for our pace. We don't make room for the child. Sometimes even without the merid and the kviya, but with the child, we're being mechanech in our, from our side, we called it. We're being machbin on the child. We're coming, when we are on, we're animated, and we're pointing, we're lecturing, we're preaching, we're doing something to the child, or using force, we're enforcing a punishment, or whatever we're doing. We're coming from our side. A lot of times we mow over the kid. We don't see it, we don't realize it. We're not going with his pace. He gets a bad association, many, many different things we said. With this chelak of interim chinuch, you don't have that bachal. He takes when he can have it, and whenever he wants to get it. There's another tremendous nekuda which we didn't point out b'shai doing. There's a tremendous, which agav, this is a good nekuda for us because we also deal with this. There's a tremendous chisaron that exists come out in every pool of chinuch. The pool of chinuch also means a musar shmuz, a rebbe speaking in any lecture, any musar. There's a certain chelik in the person's receiving it and the person's giving it. And right now I know, subconsciously, that I'm coming to make a point right now. Doik v'tishkach in ourselves, there's a certain disconnect to real life in a Musa Shmuz. So there's a certain disconnect. Harry, I know and you know, we all know, that you're telling me b'etzim right now how a person's supposed to be. But we and more know that most people are not the way they're supposed to be. When you're telling your child how you're supposed to learn, how you're supposed to learn, how you're supposed to make brachas, how you're supposed to have derech eretz, how you're supposed to treat a wife, how you're supposed to treat a zayde, there's a disconnect from real life. There's a chelik of it that says, yeah, everyone says that, but what happens really? Every time we hear a shmuz, it's like that. Every time we hear a life, it's like that. There's a certain reality to real life. We always tell this event. It's a lot of places where Sheikh Shetis Yisoid. Beginning of Achrimois, Rashi says, in
You bring in Parshas Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron, is the Parsha of Shtuye Yayin. It's the Parsha of Shtuye Yayin. The Kohen came to avoid the Shtuye Yayin. It's also, of course, it's Chayim Misa. Rashi Shteit Azai. Ma Tam Olaymer. Why does it say Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron? Vayomer Hashem Moshe. It sounds like the Parsha of Shtuye Yayin was Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. Look, Rashi. Hoyer Veloza Ben Azai Mois Shloi Moshe. L'choyle Shenichnas Eitzel Roife. Omaloi. It was a choyle. It wasn't al toichel tzoynin v'al tishka b'tachav. Don't eat this type of cold food, and don't sleep in this damp place. Tachav is a damp place. These are things that are not good for your sickness. He's the first one. So the reife gave him instructions. It's instructions from a doctor. It's nothing bad about instructions. Ba'achar v'amaloi. A second patient came and he said al toichel tzoynin v'al tishka b'tachav. Shaloi Thomas kederech shemeis ploini. You know, last week, you remember, Mr. Goldstein. He was nifter, you know, the newspaper talking about him. Mr. Goldstein was nifter, yeah? You know what happened? He slept in a damn place, you know? He didn't have a damn place. Zezir zo yoyser. Zezir zo yoyser. Min arishin. Lekach nemar chui moishnei b'nei har. When you take a real life example, Rashi says zezir zo yoyser, but it's a different world. When a doctor gives you instructions, it's removed from your life. Yeah, it's a nice thing, but really it makes a difference if it's going to happen. When you take a real life thing, that's reality. It's reality. That makes Hashpa 1,000 times more in a person than a message, an instruction. My muzga, this is why when we tell of a meisim, the Olam gets so drawn. You know, people say, ever since I'm a real meisim, the Olam gets drawn. They're connected to something real. They're connected to something real. There's chesroinus in meisim also, but there's a certain mile in a meisim that it brings to something real. Going back to our sugya, there's a huge advantage. When a child sees the father in his own life, and this is what I want to bring out in Akuda, the mile in this story was, and there's also a lot of times we try to stage a dugma ishit. A lot of times we have a child that we know is not so good brother, so we try to arrange that he sees how we make a bracha. It's also good. I'm not saying it's the worst thing, but it's missing. The best Nakuda of dugma ishit is our real life, Pasha, our real life. This father wasn't doing anything. He wasn't playing any games. It was a simple yid that that's all he wanted in life. He wanted in life that his son should be healthy and his son should make brachas. His son should be al-ruchni, should be an el-chid. And he gave his neshama for it. It has an impact of reality that the Shema B'ni Musa Avicha doesn't have. And finally, this is amazing. I want to add one more kuda. So many times, I know after we give the shmuz, people come out and say, Manasa, we're missing in a million areas. You know, in midas, we're missing in so many areas. So what should we do? We have to realize, real life is real. Real life is not fake. In a child, as immature as he is, but he also has mokum for imperfections. He has mokum, first of all, for a person, Marshall, let's say, someone said, I lied once in front of my son. A lot is better if you never lied. But if you always tell the truth and you lied once, believe me, it's not going to kill your child. It's not going to kill your child. Remember the child, he sees. I'm talking about someone who always tells the truth. Your child also realizes that a person is not perfect. If you have most midas toivas and you have some midas rois, manaseh, you know it's not a perfect person. Your child will get the idea of midas toivas. In this story, how many... There was so much not. He didn't speak about it. Obviously, there was so much not in this. There was so much he wasn't, this Holocaust survivor. You know, he was a certain thing, but there's so much he wasn't. He didn't take from all those other things. The child made Seder and realized that other things are not negated to me. But the yisoid of what he was the reality, the heart of what he was, this is what he took. And we have to realize that's what we have to be real. I want to say two more nakudas. One of the problems, and this again with our generation, why we have so much of this, I mentioned a few times, and it's very chashev to me. We get because of our. I don't realize that. I'm always so misupik about it. I don't like the ribi of questions. I cannot stand the ribi of questions there are in the chinuch. I cannot stand. It's part of our generation. What could you do? I'm asking. But we have to realize lefia emes, and go back a few generations. It's not going to make it or break it. Our shaila is about very confusing situations. Yes, there's hundreds of confusing situations. Every time a new child is born, it's hard for the other kid. Sibling rivalry makes people question. They ask, you know, much time is wasted and people dealing with sibling rivalry. Every house has the biggest example. Every house has sibling rivalry. Every single house. They have girls, two girls close in age, screaming at each other, saying things to each other that you wouldn't want to hear. If it's boys, you could have two boys who do things to each other, push. You could see they're street punks. You could look at them, they look like you push it. You could be, I don't, Mamish, if you look a peek, you look a peek at it, you would Mamish think these kids are. And 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, they love each other. Not a zecher was left of that. What's the nakuda? The nakuda is that you have to see the big picture. If you want to know if kids are going to have a good relationship, the answer is going to be, you know what's going to decide what a kid's relationship, not if they fight for 3 or 4 or 5 or 7 years, it doesn't make a difference. Of course they're fighting for 3 or 4, they're unworked out beings, they're immature, they're developing, there's tons of problems with them, and when another person gets in the nerves, you smack them over the head, of course. Does that mean, is that anything going to be, what's going to decide whether or not they're going to love each other is the dogma they saw of the parents. If first of all there was good shalom bayis, aleph, Bay's also, how were the relationship between you and your brother and his, did you call him constantly? That's going to be mashpia 100 times more than all the chinuch techniques. You go 16 times, you ask, okay, what should I do when he has the hammer on his head? You might have to stop when he has the hammer on his head, maybe. That's not a chinuch question. What do you want? Go take a stress test. I don't know, go take a stress test. You have to hold back a little bit. You have to realize. You have to, of course, do damage control. But realize that's not chinuch. But this is not this is true not only to sibling rivalry, this is true to hundreds of questions. When you have a bad Rebbe, you have a year of a bad Rebbe, yeah, it's not so good. We could talk about it some other time, but the make it or break it is not going to be exactly what happens in that year. It's not. It's going to be how the overall Ruach of Chinuch is in the house. And so too is in hundreds of questions. When you move, and you have to go to a new school, your kid's going to have transition problems. I'm not saying don't talk to a person. I'm not saying. But realize that a bigger mashpia and whether or not you're going to be matzliach in this situation is not the protim that you're going to deal with it. It's going to be the sugi we're talking about. It's a sugi of dugma ishus. It's a sugi of how strong your relationship, your kolyistic relationship with your child is. How much they're watching your overall dugma. That's mashpia 100 times more on these protim. Oh, I don't want to fear rise. We started with tonight. Don't, when you start being mistopping and saying, how do I know? Because it's very hard, it's like a little bit living on a munah. B'shlem, when I tell him something, I see, he hears what I have to say, but look around, you'll see. This is the truth that when I started, there's nothing stronger, there's no greater hashpah than a child in a parent relationship when the tanoim are the right way. It's nothing. And as much, all ruchay zaras, all things, there have been kids who've been off the derech, there have been kids that's searching for themselves. There's nothing that parallels, nothing that offers to a child what a father and the child relationship is. There's a lot, we keep on mentioning, a child is a very unworked out metzias. And we see that and it's very hard for us to witness that. But I'm telling you, if we give them the trust, and if we give them the covenant, and we give them the ava, they go through very harsh periods, they go through various things, this is poil more than anything. And I think I mentioned this. I saw this, a bunch of my nephews, Israelis, the little brothers, Israelis are not known for their koyach to be makabel. They're not known for the koyach to be makabel. It gets very, very dreary, very, there's certain kufa in the teenage age where mamish kamat announced that they don't get anything. They argue on every single thing the parents say. And the kamat lehedia, seems like there's come out absolutely zero hashpa. They decide which yeshiva they go to, they decide which friends they're going to, when their bedtime is, where's Mamish see this man? Mitzad Sheni, a few years down the line, they're dying to copy their parents. Dying to copy their parents. How does it go in the same thing? How does it go together? This is the Nakuda. The Nakuda is the Kud. Yeah, they're protim. I'm not saying rules. I'm not saying there are ways that it could be better. The chinuch. But there are times, especially by a teenager, there are times where the chinuch of Shema Bini Musa Avicha gets very complicated. It just does. It gets very complicated. It's not nageya for whatever reason. It's not. Posh, it could be totally non-existent at a certain time. It could be posh non-existent. But the dugma ishes is there, chayfakayim. And it's, you don't realize it the whole time. It's accumulating more because the child realizes the silent statement, the silent things that are going on. He realizes, he sees
His father, in my case, my shvag, is an unbelievable person. He's an unbelievable person. He's a person who's lishitasai. He's erlich arasayif. 100% honest in everything he does. And he loves his kids. And they see this dogma. It speaks louder than there's nothing. It's unstoppable. It's impossible. A person cannot. There's no way not to be mushmavayit. There's no way that when you start getting a little older and you start becoming a bardas, you are attacked and drowned and captured by this ultimate need to be like my father. Where does that come from? Kadosh Baruch Hu put that in every single child. The same way we said that the deepest koyach in a parent is avas abonim, it's the same way in the other way around. Kura brokar davur. A child is connected to his parents. When he gets back all the traffic, he just wants to take after the parents. This is the sikum of the sugya of Dugma Ishas. We can't forget it. We're going to be talking about other things, but this is a major koyach, a major mokum of the Mahalach of Chinuch Abonim.